Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. I'm excited to say hello to the globe. Each week, I'll bring you new ideas to your spiritual path by letting you hear how other folks have walked their path or how they awakened. The planet, the solar system, and every being in it is waking up in some way. There's always bigger, brighter waves to surf that will change our world. So grab your boards. Hello, and welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh, and today we're going to be surfing the harmonizing waves. So we do this every once in a while, where we bug all the planets. We get to reacquaint ourselves with their energy, and we're going to do that today. So we're going to use the power of the planets, and they're going to actually be orbiting inside our aura. Other times, we've ventured out into the universe, leaving our bodies behind and roaming around the universe in a Merkaba, but we're not going to do that today. We're going to bring them to us. And so we're going to look at the energies of Mercury and Venus and Earth and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune and Pluto and the moon. We're already connected to Earth once we get into meditation and we connect to the sun, but we will say hello to some of the aspects of the Earth as it hangs out in this sort of web of the cosmos. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be looking at all these different sort of friends that we have out there in the universe. And I thought it would be kind of an interesting thing to do because we've recently had some very big planetary movements where we haven't had that in a while. And sometimes these planets sort of manifest their energy through us and we'll get a surge of energy. And it's nice to know who's talking to us. Who are we hanging out with? And how could we be in a more friendly environment about that? And I guess one of the ones that sort of shows up for me is Mars. And I get very offended when people start talking about Mars and it's like the planet of war and it has all these sort of connotations to it. So to me, Mars is about preference, for example. And so as we kind of say hello to each of these planets, we're going to notice that you might have a different relationship to who's ever in front of you at the moment. And that actually helps you kind of understand how you're growing with that planet, how it can help you. It might look different than the pictures you have seen from different space agencies around the globe. So different planets will look differently, have different colors sort of associated with them in your own universe, and that is totally fine. So we're not trying to be scientifically correct. We're just trying to experience the energy of each of the planets. We're also going to say hello to the moon in this sort of cosmic soup that we're going to be in a minute. And you know, I don't talk about the moon too much, but that might be because I'm bugging the moon all the time. So there might be some planets in here that you are very, very familiar with. And what you want to look for is something that's new, that's jumping out to you that you didn't notice before. And so they're always teaching us something. Sometimes we don't pay attention. And other times we stay still and we get into meditation and we look around and then we're like, oh, yeah. You know, I can be hanging out with you when I do this. And so sometimes those planetary energies we can bring along with us into our daily life. Most of the time we forget, but they are there. And they really are there. They're out in the universe, maybe far away, but energetically they're right here. So I'll go through each of the planets again as we get into meditation. I don't want to talk about them too much because you might have your own relationship with them, as I said before. And so I don't want to influence that too much before we get into meditation. But we do want to imagine scenarios of where you might be bringing those planets along. So sometimes if you had a really big meeting or you needed to be really creative You know, there are certain planets that you can hang out with, tap into their energy. And I think sometimes as a super sensitive psychic, during our day, we are changing gears all the time. We're doing something for 15 minutes and then another thing for an hour. And then we're back to something for 10 minutes. And like all these different changing waves are happening. And so sometimes we have to be really, really present. And how do we do that really fast? And so saying hello to the earth is great. Saying hello to the sun is great. And then we got all these other planets that we could be playing with too. So you never have to walk into a room alone. They can always be there. And sometimes this type of cosmic meditation helps, especially for those that have a hard time finding, you know, their spirit guides. Like maybe in meditation, it's fine. The spirit guides show up. But when you need them, you can't find them. And that kind of is just a funny thing that happens. You know, I'm sure you don't think it's so funny, but it is kind of a funny thing. But there's more energies that we could be hanging out with. So maybe the spirit guide wasn't going to be good for that anyway, whatever that was. And so we have other options. We have lots of different energies to play with. So I'd like you to just take a deep breath. We're going to work out of our sixth chakra in the center of the head. And so I'd like you to climb into that spot in the center of your head. That sixth chakra. That third eye, where all that clairvoyance is hanging out. I'd like you to just climb into that space. It might look like a big bubble. It might look like a big room with a big chair that you're going to sit in, and out in front of you is a big screen. And on that big screen, we're going to look at all the different planets and what they do, how they work with you now, how you might want to work with them. Sometimes the energy around the head is something that we use too in our clairvoyance. So that screen out in front of you might be very big and go all the way around your head. That's fine if it does that or not. And then when we start talking about planets, you might want to notice other chakras. And so sometimes that crown chakra at the top of the head gets all fired up, depending on which planet we're talking about. And so you just want to notice which energy center in the body is ready to participate with that energy. And that might be something unique to you. There's lots of things all over the internet that tell you where everything is and kind of the colors of things and what all these planets do, but for you, it might be a little different. So just notice that you can climb into the center of your head and that we're doing something a little bit different with the planets today. I'd like you to notice that that aura around you might be all over the place right now. So you might want to start calling it back to you. And we want room this time. We want like 3 feet above you, below you, side to side, front and back. We want enough space for all these planets to climb in, but we'll invite them in a minute. So from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, I'd like you to just let down a grounding cord. You might have had one before earlier today, but we're going to put down a new one. This might be a big column of light. Might look like a rope. Might look like a tree trunk from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. And as you notice that hello from the earth coming back to you, you might notice that it's a little bit easier to have that aura around you, 3 feet above you, below you, side to side. So when you're trying to call in your aura, it is a little bit easier to do that once you've grounded. But sometimes we can't do everything in the order we would like. And then from the soles of the feet, I'd like you to imagine some of that earth energy starting to bubble up through the legs, through the knees and the hips, into that first chakra at the base of the spine. Some of that energy from the center of the earth is coming back into that first chakra at the base of the spine, and it's going to start to bubble up the spine through all those energy centers. It'll flow over the shoulders, down the arms, and out the palms of the hands. You might notice a little more earth energy today. That's because all these planets are competing to show you their energy. They like to show off. They do have personalities, so you'll know that along. You'll see that in a few minutes. So the earth is just showing off right now. You might notice that earth energy coming out of the soles of the feet, out the palms of the hands, like little fountains. And then you'll notice that that earth energy continues through the sixth chakra, fifth chakra, the throat, sixth chakra, center of the head, and out the top of the head. So it's another little energy spout. And it starts to flow through the layers of the aura. And so we usually talk about layers of the aura that kind of correspond with each of the chakras. But you definitely have more than seven layers. And you probably have more than seven chakras. So just notice that you have a lot of layers, a lot of different colors happening in that aura. That earth energy is making its way through. And when you notice earth energy and then your energy, it's like, oh, I know what's me. I know what's the earth. And so I'd like you to imagine above your head a great big golden sun. Now, the sun is going to be sort of bearing down on us today. As we look at all the other planets, the sun is very protective of all the stars in the solar system, or planets in the solar system, even though it's a star. And so just notice that energy of the sun sort of being heavy above your head. And I'd like you to just let that start to flow through the top of the head at the crown chakra, down the back channels of the spine, into that first chakra at the base of the spine. And then that solar light will continue up the front channels of the spine. Some of that solar light will continue down the grounding cord. Some of it will flow through the legs. Some of it will flow through the arms. You might notice that that solar light is making a really nice loop down the spine and up the spine to where you have another little spout coming off your head of solar light. And so we're kind of tethered to the sun and to the earth right now. And in between all that energy, all that information, all that cosmic wisdom is your energy. So it gives you an opportunity to match that energy and change your space. And so one of the things over time, the more you meditate, the more you allow the cosmic and earth energies to flow through your body, you really get that sense that you can bounce back into different energies whenever you want. So you're not stuck in a bad mood all day. You could just change it. And you start to relax that part of yourself that wants to stay in that energy, like whatever that is. If you're being bored or mad or sad or even glad, you can change it all around. Again and again and again and again. You're not stuck during the day. And so as you bring in earth and cosmic energies, you're allowing yourself to see what else is going on. If I'm in this state and my energy right now, let's say it's blue or green, and you can kind of see your energy in between earth energy and solar light. And then you're like, wow, what else is out there? Maybe I want to be more like the sun right now. Maybe I want to be more like the earth. So you get these options to change. And sometimes you're like, you know, I want all these energies happening in my body and in my aura. And so I look at the aura as like this creative space. Sometimes you have different pictures and energy of people, places, and things. Some of the things we're working on, some of them are like projects, some of them are the creative stuff, but you're always kind of creating energy. As a psychic, it's kind of what we do. I'm just always doing it. I don't really talk about it, but we're always creating. And then, you know, we let go of energy too. And so sometimes we're having earth and cosmic energy run through our space, and yet we're releasing maybe a past life, or we're releasing some other energy that was older, that's not in present time. And so it's kind of the same with the planets. And so when we have these big events in our life, it might have the little twinge of like maybe a Saturn energy or a Neptune energy, maybe even Pluto. And so sometimes we can release that energy, let that creation go, and create something new. And so today, let's start with Mercury first. Mercury is the grand communicator. It's also the world traveler. And everybody's been worried about Mercury retrogrades and when they're going to happen again. And they happen 3 or 4 times a year. And for some folks, they notice it, and others folks don't. So just sort of notice that just because somebody's in retrograde, a planet is just going backwards. They're just swimming backwards. And then they swim forward again. And so we can use that energy, but it doesn't have to mean all the things that we hear about in astrology. Because sometimes when we look at Mercury in front of our face, in our aura, on that reading screen, Mercury might look, I don't know, different to us. It might look really friendly. It might look very big. It might remind you of one of your best friends in middle school. Mercury might be that person that's always your friend. No matter what you do, they always stick by you. So you might want to notice the quality of this Mercury energy out in front of you. What does it mean to you? What does it look like? How are you already talking to Mercury without really acknowledging it? But today we're going to say hello to Mercury. And so I'd like you to say hello to Mercury now. And notice on the screen out in front of you, where would you place Mercury? Right in front of you, kind of off to the side of your screen. Where would it go? If you've been worried about all the retrogrades, Mercury retrogrades, or you were born during a Mercury retrograde, which I was, you can just imagine that out in front of you, here's this beautiful planet called Mercury. It's going to be grounded into the center of the Earth just because we happen to be here on Earth and we have Mercury in our aura right now. We're just going to ground it to the center of the Earth and let the Earth handle all of those things we said about Mercury that may not have been that nice. Because Mercury also does a lot of things for us. It like points out health things to us. It helps us with scientific discoveries, treatment. There's a lot of health in there. So even though Mercury seems like somebody who's talking all the time, maybe telling a couple of jokes, it's also doing a lot of healing. So you might want to notice where that sort of lights up in your space. You can have a little chakra person out in front of you and just sort of notice what kind of lights up. and you notice that Mercury energy circulating your space. You might want to notice, where is that place that you talk to Mercury from? Is it kind of above your head, but in the back of your aura? Is it from your shoulder? Is it from your heart? Is it from the sixth chakra? So just sort of notice how you'd like to change that. And if you'd like a little boost in your energy, a little healing that Mercury could give you, you could ask for that right now. And all you have to do is receive. That healing might look like communication being cleared off, cleared away, opened up. It could look like swirls of energy that are coming in and going out of your space. Just sort of notice that Mercury energy flowing through your space. So let's let that energy sort of simmer down. Notice that Mercury, you can move it anywhere on your screen where you'll find it again. And then I'd like you to imagine the planet Venus. You might notice that you're perking up. You might be sitting up straight right now. There's a lot of things that are said about the planet Venus. It's been used in lots of alchemical rites, lots of mystery schools. We sort of think about Venus as having something to do with lifestyle and abundance. It's kind of that higher expression of where, how, and where you want to live. But it might be more than that. That Venus energy might already be something you use so much during the day that you forget all about it. It's like an imaginary friend that you never talk to. We think of Venus as being sort of female, but I don't know that that's really true. So you might want to notice the color of that Venus planet out in front of you. Notice where it kind of sits in your aura. You can ground that Venus energy to the center of the earth, sort of clear off all the things you might have ever said about Venus that are not in present time anymore. You might see Venus as a very supportive type of friend. Venus might be helping you with healing or your higher self. That Venus energy might help you be strategic or helpful to others. Notice any energy sort of happening there as that energy goes back to the center of the earth, all the things you might have said. And I'd like you to notice the color that Venus might be presenting to you right now. And I'd like you to allow a little healing. You might want to ask Venus to show you all of the healing ideas and energy that she can show you. Notice swirls of energy. You might notice different colors around your space. You might notice the shape the Venus planet is showing you. You might notice the speed of the energy as it flows in and around you. And I'd like you to just let that Venus energy sort of settle. Notice where that planet is hanging out on your screen. And then we're going to get to Earth. So I'd like you to notice a little Earth symbol out in front of you. It might be spinning around on its axis. It might look like one of those beautiful pictures we've seen of the Earth from space, or it might look totally different. So that Earth energy we already have flowing through our bodies and flowing through that aura. But the way we work with the Earth can always be expanded. It can become something else. So any pictures or energy, people, places, and things about the Earth that are not in present time, I'd like you to just ground that with a separate grounding cord and let that go back to the center of the Earth. And I'd like you to establish a new communication with the Earth today. Sometimes there's other energies that get in our way between our spirit-to-spirit communication. And we're just letting that go now. And you might notice that that Earth image gets bigger on your screen. Maybe it moves to another location. But you can ask for a healing from this Earth energy out in front of you. Only this time it's in present time. It's right now. That Earth energy might be aiming at a particular chakra, particular area of the body, maybe a layer of the aura. Just sort of notice that area that that Earth healing is happening. Might notice a different color of Earth energy coming at you. You might notice different qualities of the Earth that you're experiencing. Right. So I'd like you to let that Earth move around on your screen to where you'd like it to hang out. And then the next energy we're going to look at is the energy of Mars. And like I said before, I have all these preconceived notions about what's happening when I talk to Mars. But none of that is in present time. So I'm going to imagine what Mars looks like in present time on my screen today. And I'm going to ground that Mars energy back to the center of the Earth. The Earth will handle that for me, so I can have a newer relationship with Mars starting today. That Mars energy might have a lot to do with preference, all the likes and dislikes. Might have a lot of energy around seeing things through, getting things done, moving things from start to finish. Or it might be completely different. I'd like you to receive a Mars healing now. And as you invite that energy in, I'd like you to notice where it goes in the body, in the aura, how it swirls around. Just take a deep breath. Sometimes the energy we experience has to do with the past life releasing. There's lots of different mystery schools and different spiritual modalities that looked at different planets in certain ways. And yet when you have Mars in front of you, it's like a completely different experience. You might notice a different personality between Mercury and Venus and the Earth and Mars. Great. Okay. I'd like you to notice how you'd like to work with Mars in the future. If Mars has already let you know when that might be. Notice where that Mars is hanging out on the screen, out in front of you. And the next energy we want to say hello to is kind of a big one, is Jupiter. And Jupiter's kind of associated with growth and justice and optimism and wisdom. But all the planets kind of show you their wisdom. But Jupiter also can make things bigger, make things more available. So I'd like you to imagine that planet, Jupiter, out in front of you. It's an ancient name, and it has other ancient names. And I'd like you to notice what your relationship with Jupiter is right now. What color is that Jupiter energy out in front of you? Does Jupiter seem very big on that screen, very small? Does it show up with all those moons? So I'd like you to notice that you can have a different relationship with Jupiter now. And in present time, I'd like you to ask for a healing from Jupiter. And that can be anywhere in the aura or the body. or even an energy center. You might notice that energy from Jupiter does many different kinds of things all at once. And all you have to do is receive. Okay, I'd like you to let that Jupiterian energy sort of subside. Notice where that Jupiter energy is on your screen out in front of you. If there's any energy you notice with Jupiter that you'd like to ground back to the center of the Earth, some of the old stuff, you can do that now. Great. Okay, the next one, we're going to look at the planet Saturn. And Saturn gets all sorts of things associated with it. It can be something like structure, perseverance, endurance, maturity, and also wisdom. We've heard many other descriptions of Saturn as being a taskmaster. It's also the energy of the father, but then so is Jupiter. So when you look at Saturn, you might notice that it's very different from that Jupiter energy that you just looked at. And so before we get into the healing part, I'd like you to ground that energy of Saturn back to the center of the Earth. There were different kinds of religion on the planet over eons, and some of them worshipped Saturn. So you might have ideas from that, but they may not be in present time. You might notice the energy of Saturn is different than Jupiter's. It's different than Mars or the Earth or Venus or Mercury. It's very different. It might remind you of a person. Or an activity. So just let any of that energy of what you think Saturn has been associated in your life earlier than today, you can just ground that back to the center of the Earth. And I'd like you to open up the lines of communication with Saturn. And I'd like you to receive a little healing from Saturn, starting now. Take a deep breath. You'll notice that energy is different than Jupiter's from before. Notice the swirls of energy coming from Saturn. And I'd like you to make a request to meet Saturn again and have a little bit more of a discussion. Maybe in dream time, maybe in a different meditation. Great. Okay. So you might notice that Saturn is already back in its spot where it would like to be on the screen out in front of you. And the next planet we're going to look at is the planet Uranus. Folks pronounce it differently. But you might also notice that many things have been said about Uranus, especially lately. We kind of associate Uranus about shocks, surprises. It brings technology, innovation. It can be unpredictable, but it can be resourceful. So Uranus has a lot to do with imagination, experimental ideas, other types of creativity and genius. So it's definitely a little more scientific type of creativity and genius, but we'll see what you find. So that's sort of what people have said. But when you see Uranus out in front of you, maybe it's something different. Maybe it looks different. Maybe it's a different color. I'd like you to ground that energy back to the center of the earth with Uranus having its own grounding cord. I'd like you to release any energy about its name, because many school children have made lots of jokes about the name. You can just release that energy. You might notice that Uranus thinks that's kind of funny. And you might notice that it has a different type of personality after Saturn and Jupiter. So if you have any creative ideas, experimental ideas, all that genius stuff that you want to talk to Uranus about, you might want to do that now. If you'd like a healing in that area, you can ask for a healing from Uranus as well. You might want to notice where that energy starts to flow in the body, in the layers of the aura, different energy centers. You might notice the speed of the energy that's flowing, how it flows, other qualities about it. You can notice if there's any projects that you're already working with Uranus on, or there might be some that you would like to invite that energy to support you, help you out, or just hang out with you in that energy when you're doing your genius stuff. Great. Okay. So you might want to notice that you have a place ready for Uranus on your screen where you'd like it to show up. We're going to move on to Neptune. Now, lots of different things have been said about Neptune. It has a lot to do with intuition, has a lot to do with art and the creative arts, has a lot to do with the subconscious, illusions, fantasies, things that are magical and enchanting. It has a lot to do with all the spiritual stuff we get involved with. Neptune also gets sort of said things about it, like it's the psychedelic planet, and when Neptune does things in astrology, everybody gets spaced out. So I'd like you to just imagine that Neptune energy out in front of you. Notice how big it is compared to the other planets that we've looked at. And I'd like you to ground that energy back to the center of the Earth. Any energy about Neptune that's not in present time. I'd like you to just notice how you might be working with Neptune already. Maybe with the subconscious or imagination. I'd like you to notice that you might have some Neptunian things that you'd like to work on with this planet. So I'd like you to notice what that planet looks like. I'd like you to ask Neptune for a healing. That healing might be just putting yourself and the Neptunian ideas into present time. Notice the quality of this healing is different than the others. The energy might be moving around like something like water and light mixed together. Great. So I'd like you to let that image of Neptune find its way back on your screen. You might have all these planets arranged in a certain way. And the next planet we're going to look at is Pluto. So Pluto is sometimes a planet, sometimes not. Whatever it is, we're going to look at it. Some of us grew up hearing about Pluto and Plutonian things. And others are noticing other discoveries about Pluto. So I'd like you to imagine Pluto out in front of you. And I'd like you to ground all that energy of all the things said about Pluto back to the center of the Earth. Pluto can be associated with power and control. It can be associated with sexuality and like the psychological depths. But some of that might be true for you, it might not be. So just like Neptune or Uranus, it's like there's some genius stuff going on there as well, somewhere in the Pluto world. So as you look at Pluto and that energy of all the things said about Pluto start to fall away, you might notice something very different out in front of you. It might change shape. Pluto's also known for big transformations. Or you might be noticing something else. So I'd like you to allow a little healing from Pluto to start now. And notice where this healing power goes to first in your body. Great. You might notice a lot of swirly energy with Pluto. It might have a different color when you look at it now than before. There might be ways that you'd like to work with Pluto. You might want to voice that now. Great. And last but not least, we're going to take a look at the moon. The moon out in front of us. It happens to be a full moon right now. So I'd like you to notice the energy of the moon out in front of you. You might see it as a great big white light. It might look kind of gray, might look completely different than you were noticing before. The moon is usually said to be about the personal self, has a lot to do with feelings and the unconscious, and it's reflecting ourselves back to ourselves from the sun. All of those things are nice, but that may not be what you experience when you look at the moon. It could be supportive, it could be offering security, it could be showing us our patterns, whether instinctual or habitual. Might show us how we relate to others or how we could be nurturing to others. I'd like you to just notice that energy of the moon, where it is in present time, and any energy that might have been said about the moon by you or someone else. I'd like you to just ground that back to the center of the earth. And I'd like you to receive a moon healing. You might notice this energy is very different from Pluto and Neptune, Jupiter and Saturn. You might notice that moon energy as being quick or soft or subtle. As that healing commences, might remember other healings from the moon before. Great. Okay. So I'd like you to let that moon sort of show up on your screen. You might notice how quick that was. And just as a last sort of inclusionary measure, you might want to put an image of the sun on that screen out in front of you. We have Earth and cosmic energy flowing through our space, but we like to be on good terms with the sun. So I'd like you to just imagine that screen out in front of you starts to roll up. And I'd like you to put all these planets and this sort of map that you created of these planets somewhere in your aura, in your body, in a chakra, wherever it's easiest to remember where they are. And the next time that you have to create something or there's a big event, I'd like you to consider bringing some of these folks along. And while some of you may have had many more instances of friendship and support from some of these planets, maybe you made a few new friends in this show. So just take a deep breath. I'd like you to let that aura come closer to the body now. You can just know that you'll have Earth and cosmic energy flowing through your space for the rest of the day. And I'd like you to leave you here in the capable hands of Venus Andrecht. Thanks for surfing the psychic waves with me today on InFlowRadio.com. You can find me on Twitter at Christina Surfing, or find me surfing the psychic waves on SoundCloud or on Facebook, and let me know what waves you're surfing.
This show is brought to you by InFlowRadio.com, the best curated talk radio network for personal development, wellness, spirituality, and conscious business.